We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming in a couple of talented folks that, well, if you got kids, they know them to be sure. The hosts of the Wow in the World podcast, we're talking about Guy Raz and Mindy Thomas, who join us this afternoon to talk about their brand new book, Wow in the Wild, The Amazing World of Animals. Hello, Guy. Hello, Mindy.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being with us today. We're excited to have you aboard. My son is also equally excited because he's a big fan of everything you guys do.
Oh, awesome.
Well, the book is an absolute delight. And it doesn't matter what age you are. I am probably out of the target demographic, but I had a blast reading through this.
Well,
Rich, you are
right
in. You are in the target demographic. This book is designed for you. It's designed for grown-ups. It's designed for kids. It's designed to be read together, for people to laugh out loud and to learn about real science all together. So you are right in our demo.
Well, you had me right with the opening quiz, are you a bird? I was hooked.
Did you pass?
I am not a bird, apparently. I had some doubts for a while.
Well, we do have another quiz. Are you a mammal?
Yeah, I am a mammal. Yeah, I did pass that with flying colors.
That's important.
Absolutely.
That's important. And by the way, mammals are, we have a whole section in the book called Mammals Just Like Us.
Yes.
You might find that in Us Weekly magazine. You know, celebrities are just like us. Mammals are just like us, too. They take care of their kids. They get mad. They have secret languages. And we learn all about that in our chapter on mammals.
Well, let me ask you both this individually. Let's start with you, Mindy. What you two do so very well in the podcast and this book and your others as well is that, and I teach school. I have older kids. I teach high schoolers. But the name of the game, I think, and you guys nailed it, is if you make learning fun, often there's a lot more learning that takes place.
Yeah. I grew up not loving science in elementary school. I didn't really think it was for me. And, you know, it wasn't until I got older that I realized this is amazing. And that scientists think like kids think. They're not afraid to ask questions and not know the answers. They're not afraid of trying something out and having it fail. And I want kids to see themselves in scientists and see themselves in these experiments that are being done. So there's no reason it has to be. I mean, even when I look at some of these studies, I think, does it need to be this complicated the way this is written? And so that's our job, is to communicate it to kids and their parents who are just regular people like us and make it accessible to everyone. And so that's what we do on our podcast. That's what we've done in this book. And I don't think we have to make it fun. I think it is fun, but we like to take, we're a little over the top sometimes, so we like to take it a step further and really come up with unique and inventive ways of sharing some of this information.
Isn't that's the key, isn't it, Guy? That the kids do approach the world like scientists do, asking questions of everything.
They do. I mean, anybody who's experienced a three-year-old or a four-year-old knows that they're an endless parade of questions. And, you know, and I think that one of the things we've been able to do with both with our podcast, Wow in the World, and with our book, Wow in the Wild, for us as adults is to kind of recapture that sense of awe and wonder. You know, we lose that as we become adults. We stop asking questions. We stop looking at the stars and wondering how far away are those stars. And as kids, you know, you walk around on the sidewalk with a kid and they'll just stop and look at an insect or they'll stop to look at a flower. And there are things that we are wired as humans to do. And so in many ways, writing this book and working on our science podcast, Wow in the World, you know, as silly as the book and the podcasts are, they are rooted in real hard science. They are designed to withstand any scrutiny from a scientist. And in fact, we work with a lot of scientists because we want kids to learn real things about science, but we also want to encourage them to keep asking questions. And making this book, making our podcast, that's what it does to us. It sort of allows us to recapture that sense of awe that we had as kids.
We're talking with Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas. The new book is Wow in the Wild, the amazing world of animals. And Mindy, one of the great things about the book, along with the wonderful information, the great humor, the amazing illustrations of Jack Teagle. I'm looking at the shape-shifting sea cucumber and how awesome that is. And it really makes the book come to life.
Yeah. How amazing is it that there is a cucumber of the sea, first of all? And so you're talking about the Animal Avengers series, where we made kind of a WoW comic club. And we created these fake comic book covers based on the electric eel, the immortal jellyfish, the shape-shifting cucumber. And on the covers of these, we have real factual information, but laid out like you would see on a comic book cover. So, the shape-shifting cucumber, non-essential organs eject and distract. Watch in amazement as it transformed its body from rock solid to super squishy. That's all true. But Jack Teagle took this idea of a comic book cover and ran with it. And these are so funny. They look real.
And Guy, because I have an 8-year-old boy, and because I am still an 8-year-old boy at heart, I was, of course, drawn to the parade of poopers.
Yes. And before anybody judges, just bear with us for a moment, but poop is science. There is a lot of science that you can learn from poop, and poop has been one of the vehicles, not the only one, not the primary one, but one of the vehicles we have used to get kids excited about science. We do talk about it on our show, Wow in the World, and of course we talk about it in this book, because there's a lot to learn about animals, about what they consume, what they eat, how they digest food, the shape of poop, and how other animals can track other animals through what they leave behind. So it's funny, we all laugh about it, but it's science, it's real, and it's a way to engage kids and I think even parents too.
So many cool things.
So if your kids are going to talk about poop, at least give them some scientific information to back it up.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's our job.
So many cool things that I learned in reading through the book, including the loudest animal on the planet I would not have guessed.
There you go.
Yeah, and on top of that, you're going to learn about which is the only mammal that can fly. You're going to learn about an ant that can swim 10 times faster than Michael Phelps. About a particular sea creature that has a fin span about as wide as a small airplane.
You want to know my favorite, Rich?
Absolutely.
There is a louse who lives off the coast of California, and it will attach itself to the tongue of a red snapper, eat the tongue of the red snapper, and replace the tongue with its own body. So the snapper opens its mouth, and it's got a louse for a tongue.
I never want to run into the Mekong giant catfish.
Oh, no. Gosh, the underwater, we found some of the most unusual, these are monsters. When I think of monsters now, I think of some of these deep, deep sea creatures.
One of the wonderful things about the book, too, is after kids have been exposed to all of this knowledge and learned so much about animals, then toward the back of the book, there's a wonderful resource and a guide to making sure that this wildlife stays around. And that's certainly a big part of your message, is preserving wildlife here on planet Earth.
Yeah, we didn't want to leave kids with a sense of despair either, Rich. We don't want kids, of course. It's a challenging time in human history. Every single day, 150 species go extinct. But we also want kids to feel empowered that they have a role to play in preserving our planet and protecting our wildlife. And so we talk about animal species that were on the brink of extinction, but that were saved through human behavior and the changes in human behavior. And there are ways kids and adults can participate in this. We offer a few tips like planting native pollinating plants, or even doing things like eating a little bit less meat. We even suggest that kids should try insects because it's a great source of protein and it's really good for the planet. And for kids to get involved in the Half Earth Project, which was inspired by E.O. Wilson, the famed biologist, who talked about setting aside half of the Earth's land for nature and for animals. And if we did that, we might just be able to save this amazing planet of ours.
Well, and for kids who quite often are caught up in devices and surreal, unreal worlds, what a great reminder to get outside, take a look around, and you'll find much more excitement out there in the animal kingdom and right in your own driveway than you will on your device.
That's what we hope.
Well, it works if you read this book. It is wonderful. The book is Wow in the Wild, The Amazing World of Animals. My little guy's going to be pretty impressed that I talked to you, too. I love the work that you do. Thank you so much for spending time with us today, and keep on doing what you do.
Thanks so much, Rich.